Welcome back, everybody. It is the last segment of the day, and we usually reserve this for a little of what we call Over the Hump and Trump, and we're going to do that today. The theme is going to continue about sportsmanship, what it says about our current political moment. My senior producer, Jamie, hopping on to the show with me to have this discussion. We talked with our last guest. Thank you so much to Ryan Pollock from Brewers Fanatic for joining me. We talked to him a little bit about the fact that Shedeur Sanders got a prank phone call from a young man who is the son of one of the Atlanta Falcons coaches. And basically, like, punked Shedeur Sanders, said, yo, we're the Falcons, we're picking you next, and that was not true. So his dad was forced to address this. Wanted to take a listen and then get your take as a parent about, you know, when the kid screws up big time and royally, what do we do, and what lessons can be learned? Let's take a listen to what the prankster's dad had to say in a press conference when I asked about it.
What was your reaction, and how did you process it?
Yeah, obviously not happy and shocked. And so I made the Falcons aware of the situation, and then our next course of action was to try to get a hold of the Sanders family so we could apologize in person, which we were able to do. The Sanders family, Shedeur and Coach Sanders, were amazingly gracious. More gracious than they needed to be in a moment like this.
That was a phone call?
Yes. And it was an opportunity for myself and for my son to apologize.
I think he handled it with some grace. I also think what he shared with everybody, that the Sanders family was incredibly gracious and accepted the apology, is something that's worthy of note. What did you make of all of this as a mom, Jamie?
As a mom, I think you have to take it as a learning opportunity, right? I mean, it's hard when you're a parent because you think you've taught your kids, you know, the right things to do in life and the wrong things to do in life. And let's be honest, this is the defensive coordinator of a football team in the National Football League, right? You would probably expect him to be a little bit more careful with some of that maybe secure information, like, you know, a potential draftee's phone number. But I think he handled it well, and I think he used it as a learning opportunity, probably for himself and for his probably adult son. I'm not really sure how old this kid is, but he's got to be at least 18 years old, right? But you got to have a little grace and humility. And I think as a parent, one of the first things I always wanted to do was just jump into correcting. And I think that's your natural instinct. You don't want them to do it again. But I think as a parent, you really have to stop and realize that, you know what, we're all going to make mistakes. And I could yell about this. I could get really angry. I could punish for this. But at the same time, you know, we've probably all been there. We've all probably done something really stupid that we regret. And those were always the moments I'd take a step back and then we talk about it. Mm-hmm. My kids would always have some sort of punishment that fit the crime, so to speak. But I feel like if you have that conversation with them, even at a young age, it was way easier for my kids to learn from those moments and for me to show humility or to be able to put myself in their shoes and really understand why. I mean, sometimes they're just trying to learn. Sometimes they are doing something really stupid, but at the same time, there's always an experience.
Prefrontal cortex, not fully developed. Yeah. Two things occur to me. One is that, in my opinion, when you look at what I'm going to call general social interactions, like, are we courteous to people? Are we saying please and thank you and opening doors? And how are our kids behaving?
Lessons I taught my children, by the
right.
way.
Right. As sportsmen and women, and how to win gracefully, how to accept defeat gracefully. Two things occur to me. One, boy, we could use some return to those first principles now. And secondly, it is very clear to me, when I look into the political sphere today, that some of our leaders never were taught those basic lessons. Mm-hmm. And it is painfully obvious. We can all think back on when we were a kid growing up, like the kids that never had any consequences, the kids whose yep. parents constantly made excuses for them. Yesterday was Teacher Appreciation Day. I know from every single teacher that I know that work in school systems today that, boy, they just, please, parents, please let your yes. kids have some consequences so they know how to operate in the real world. Yeah. It often seems as the politicians get to get away with the stuff that the rest of us would never get away with.
There's a lot of people, it feels like, who get to get away with things in life. And even when my boys were growing up, they'd see friends who were able to do things that they were never in a bazillion years allowed to do, right? So it's kind of the same thing. But I feel like if you're a parent, it's really easy to want to bubble them if your kids are in the camp of having consequences. But at the same time, they have to learn what it's like in life to deal with those individuals who have never had those consequences. You're going to run into them everywhere, whether it's in the political world, whether it's in sports, whether it's at your job, whether it's your next door neighbor. Somewhere along the line, you're always going to deal with those people. And unfortunately, it's the rest of us that have to deal with the children who were never taught.
Yeah, it's true. We pay a price when kids who turn into adults who never learned those basic first principles to be gracious in victory and gracious in defeat as equally. So my big thanks to you, Jamie, for hanging out with me in this last block. My thanks to each and every one of you for listening along with us. Remember, tomorrow is our big cyber program. We're going to talk about individual cyber risks that may be posed to your teenagers. And we're going to then pivot and talk about cyber risks as a national security and election security matter. You're not going to want to miss any of that. Please, everything we learned, we probably learned in kindergarten. Let's revisit, shall we? It's a good day to have a great day. Take care, everybody. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. To have a great, 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 great day. I don't know what I did, but I'm doing something.